Chapter 2. And we're going to read from verse 41. Luke chapter 2, and we're going to start reading from verse 41. And the word of God says, "So when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned." Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I'm kind of lost here, right? Luke chapter 2. Yes, that's right, 41. His parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. When they had finished the days, as they returned, the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother did not know it. But supposing him to have been in the company, they went a day's journey and sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. So when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. So it was that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. So when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, 'Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously.' And he said to them, 'Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?' But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them." You know, the gospel doesn't say much about, you know, the infancy of Jesus, his childhood. There's a huge gap in the life of Jesus. We see him as a baby when he's born. We see him when he's presented at the temple. And then we don't hear anything else until he's 12 years old. And now when he's 12 years old, we just hear this. And after that, he returns to Jerusalem. And we don't hear anything until he is an adult. And we all wish we could know and relate to to this child Jesus, to this young boy, and probably Jesus as a teenager, as a young adult. How would Jesus behave, in different situations of life? But what we have in the Word of God is enough for us to know that Jesus is a normal 12-year-old boy. Is there any 12-year-old boy here with us this morning? Let me see. Just me? I'm the only one? They're downstairs. I'm going to preach another sermon then. But we have many downstairs, and probably you have a son, a daughter that is 12-year-old, or you remember when you yourself were 12 years old, right? How, adventurous you were. You tried to explore the world and the surrounds around you, and Jesus were not different. In the Jewish tradition, the age of 12 was very important. Before the age of 12, the boy was just a child. He was supposed to study, to learn the law, to learn things, about, you know, their traditions, about, you know, the Word of God, and so on, but nothing else. They would help, you know, in the house and do things, as we know that Jesus did. But when they were 12 years old, for the first time, they were allowed to come to the temple. Because during the Jewish year, for three times, every family, every person 12 year older and old and older had to come to Jerusalem. And those feasts were the Passover, which Jesus came, and the other, help me out, what was that? The Feast of the Tabernacle and the Pentecost. Remember the gospel in Acts? When we hear that many were in Jerusalem at the Pentecost feast, those are the feasts that every family got everything together, and they, in the company of relatives, friends, and acquaintances, and neighbors, they all travel to Jerusalem. And that those travel could take days, but they were happy to do that. And when Jesus was 12 years old, can you just imagine? Joseph and Mary, mom and dad, came to him and said, Jesus, you are now a son of God. You are now 12 years old. You're not a child anymore. You are a man. And as a Jewish man, you are going for the first time to Jerusalem. What do you think was the reaction of Jesus? Oh, okay, Jesus. Okay, mom. Okay, dad. I don't picture Jesus doing that. I see Jesus, you know, jumping all around and running and say, yes, I've been waiting this for my whole life. We are going to Jerusalem. And Jesus, you know, texted his friends and said, I'm going to Jerusalem this year. He took that selfie and posted on Facebook and say, hey, who, guess who is going to Jerusalem next week? If Jesus was living today, I think that's what he was going to do. He was like this boy, excited to go to Jerusalem because that meant a lot to him. So Jesus, you know, grabbed his backpack, put a, you know, an extra pair of sandals, his PJs, and socks, underwear, and whatever he had to bring to Jerusalem, because it would take days for him to get there and to be there. And finally, after all the journey, Jesus saw Jerusalem as a human being for the first time. What was going through his mind at the moment? When for the first time he could see the temple that before incarnation, he would make his presence in that temple. I don't know if he had any recollection of that. I don't think so. That was impressing his mind. But now, can you just imagine when for the first time Jesus saw the high priest take the lamb, confess his sins on the lamb's head, and then cutting his, you know, its throat, and putting that little lamb, lifeless, on the altar to be offered to God on behalf of man. Jesus saw all that. And something inside of his heart was pounding fast. Because knowing Scripture, he saw himself. He was seeing in a figure his own mission. He came to die on behalf of mom and dad, on behalf of brothers and sisters, on behalf of everybody in Jerusalem that day. But not only that, after 2,000 years, the members of the Wayne Church and everybody that was attaining, it is attaining the Wayne Church today. Jesus saw himself saving you and saving me. That was impressive. But as I said, Jesus was only 12 years old. As this young boy saw that, he could have run, escaped his mission, and say, no way I'm going to die for all these people. But he embraced his mission as a faithful son of God. But he was only 12 years old. After that, after the big party of the big celebration and everything, after the service was over, Jesus got lost. He was not, you know, just beside mom and dad as a quiet boy and waiting, you know, mom and dad to say, seat, stand up, let's walk. Jesus, you know, he started running all over and get to know everything in Jerusalem. And mom and dad was so distracted, so, you know, enjoying the big celebration and the company of friends. Can you just imagine? There were friends and family in Jerusalem that day that Mary and Joseph hadn't seen in a year. So they were so excited about knowing what was going on, how was the last year, that they got distracted, that Jesus was not with them. The celebration was finished. They packed everything together and they left Jerusalem, thinking that Jesus was following them. And they journey for how long? Does the Bible say? They journey for one day without the presence of Jesus. But they thought that Jesus was there with them, because Jesus would never leave them. But they were without Jesus. They were singing. They were, you know, reciting the Bible. They were smiling and walking and traveling back home, telling, you know, witnessing the blessings of the feast and everything, thinking that Jesus was just nearby. He was a boy. He was with the other kids. He were playing. They were, you know, running and doing kids stuff. The night came, and for their surprise, Jesus was not there. Can you just imagine, as a mother, to think that you forgot your child in New York, and you traveled one day, you drove one day just to realize that you forgot your 12-year-old son in New York? Jerusalem was just like that. It was the biggest city in Israel. But then, all of a sudden, they look at each other and remember that years ago, who had tried to kill Jesus? Herod tried to kill Jesus. There were people that were trying to destroy the life of that boy because knew that he was the Son of God. So Mary and Joseph look at each other. I don't know if they had that little fight blaming each other. I told you, you should hold his hands. No, you always say that he can run, he can go there, he can come here. I don't know. But they came back to Jerusalem seeking Jesus. And the Bible said that they walked one day without Jesus, but they were able to find him only how many days? 3 days after. Do you see the lesson that the gospel presents us? you start your day, your life, your journey, and you think that Jesus is with you because you are a good Christian, because you are a good Seventh-day Adventist, because you have commended your life to Him, and you think that Jesus is always following you. And Jesus is always with you. He's always with me. And you walk your day, your business, and you do your daily activities, your work. You go to, you know, to the gym. You do your exercise. You go to your walks. And you do everything thinking that Jesus is with you. And time passes. It's not just one day. It could be a week. It could be a month, it could be a year, that you think that Jesus is following you. When at some point in your life, you realize that you left Jesus way back in your life. All of a sudden, you just look at yourself and you see that you've been walking, working, doing all your stuff by yourself, that you left Jesus somewhere. The lesson for us today is that wherever you go without Jesus, and if that is one day without Jesus, will take you more to find Him again. It's easy to leave Jesus behind. It's going to be harder to us to find Him again. It's not that Jesus is trying to play hide and seek with us. It's not that Jesus is trying to make things harder for us to find Him. But in our nature, it's easier for us to get distracted, just like Mary and Joseph. You know, you can put your work as more important than anything in your life. You may have a situation going on, a problem, or something in your life that you think that this is more important, that you solve it now before you seek Jesus and make sure that He is with you and you are with Him. And you get distracted by the excitement of, you know, your friends. You get distracted by Facebook, by Twitter, by all kind of social media, because you want to make sure your friends know that you're having a good time as well, just as they are. When you realize that Jesus is not with you, and then the hard situation comes, and you look and you say, Jesus, where are you? You're supposed to take care of me. You're supposed to be here with me. You're supposed to, you know, whenever a hard situation comes,